Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Braves win the series over the weekend against the Rockies. But let's be honest, we're more concerned about what's in front of us, not what's behind us. It's Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've won four of our last six. Okay, that's good. But the trade deadline is July 31st. And guys, we got to figure out whether or not we're going to be in the mix or not. Mike, Friday night, good night. 12 runs, you go great. Cunha, 3-for-4. Matt Olson, 3-for-4. 3 RBI. Money Harris, 3-run home run. Great. Saturday, you find a way to battle, get it done, 4-1. Spencer Strider looked like Spencer Strider. And I said, these are building blocks when you start talking about all these guys finally looking like they should. And then Grant Holmes on Sunday was amazing, Mike.
Right. Unfortunately, the bats went cold. Yeah, man, 15 strikeouts in the cut. He gets no run support whatsoever. Bullpen falls apart. Yeah, unfortunately, gave it as best he could. But yeah, this was one that kind of – that's why we said you're trying to get a sign. Yes, you did. You banked another series. Supposed to do that against Colorado, but we weren't kidding on Friday when we said, you got to sweep these guys because this, you know, losing that game Sunday kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
It really does. So we win the series, yes. But when you look at the standings, we're still 13 games out of first place, right? Wild card, we're 9 or 10 behind the Phillies, whatever it is. So here's the number that I keep giving you guys, and I think this is the big one. We got 92 games remaining. The teams that's in front of us, or at least the one that we're trying to catch, the Padres, right now they're on pace to win 89 games. Can we win 90 games? Can we go 59 and 33 over the next 92? I mean, that's what we're going to have to
Doesn't
do.
Seem, but let's be real. I mean, you got to start hitting.
You
got to start slugging, or you got to try to again. And it's funny, guys. It's like, why do you always use the phrase "thread the needle"? Because how many times have you seen a general manager pull off what he did in 21?
Yep.
Alex Anthopoulos did an amazing job of kind of moneyballing, air quotes, the production of Ronald Acuna and Jorge Soler and Rosario, Jock Peterson. If remind you the additions to the bullpen. I mean, that was just as clutch as hell. Remember, Adam Duvall would be like off the team, on the team, off the team. He would always come in and help out. I mean, these are all guys that were like the worker bees. So in addition to the guys who really have to do the heavy lifting, which is Austin Riley, you know, and Ronald is doing his job. I think Matt Olson, I'm going to get off his back because he certainly looks like he's getting into the swing of things. But that's why the number is, what, 8 now for the wild card. Forget about the division for now. Just stick with the simple stuff. Mark Bowman wrote a blog today talking about this. Let's just try to get to the whittle away for the wild card. Now, then you can maybe make the argument because if you don't get within X amount of games for either division or if you're the wild card, is your measuring stick, Carl, then you got to have some hard decisions to make. Which, and I know fans don't want to hear that yet, first things first. Can you make a run? Because you said it. Either you beat the Mets, take two out of three, you know, start winning some of these series against the division opponents, or otherwise you're going to be 15 or 16 games.
Well, back. Here's what's crazy about the wild card, too. I mean, we are discounting the Marlins, who are basically a game or game and a half behind us for the wild card. Guess who we play next? So we've got 10 of our final 13 games in this month of June that we're going to play the Mets or the Phillies. In between that, you've got the Marlins.
Right.
Well, you can't sleep on them either. Because all of a sudden, Mike, if they beat you head-to-head, not only in the division but in the wild card, you might drop behind them. So then you're double digits out. This is the most important stretch of the season the next 3 weeks. I can't emphasize it enough. This is going to determine whether we are buyers or sellers and where this team goes over the next 3 weeks. And here's the thing. Those 10 or 13 final games in the month of June, you can't lose 10. Like, you can't expect to be in this mix. You've got to win some series against the best teams in the division and the Mets and the Phillies this year. So I just want to put it out there. Like, everybody's talking about, oh, we can do this, and we did it in 22. The 22 team was better. That's it. Can this team be better than that, and can they go on a run like the 22 team did? I said this earlier, Mike, and I'll repeat it. The emergence of Spencer Strider that season, Money Harris coming from double-A ball, was the difference. Guys, we forget Money Harris was the rookie of the year.
Right. Oh, Kyle Wright won 21 games that year. I mean, you had a pitching staff. No disrespect to Schwellenbach, who's Grant Holmes did a great job yesterday, but your pitching staff was way better, less wear and tear on your bullpen. There's a lot of things that happened. I think we also, again, all the bench players were on that squad. You just need, look, the guys are going to pay the guaranteed money. It's not that complicated. They just need to be better.
Yeah.
If Austin Riley gets that OPS up to like 9 and change, you know what we need. But then you get into like Jerks and Profar. What is he even going to be when he finally gets to play after the All-Star break? I don't know. You expecting anything from him? Can you really trot Nick Allen out night after night? He can't hit. It's a nice story. But I mean, Carl, when no one else is hitting, you really can't have a guy who's all glove, no stick at shortstop.
The Profar thing could be what we saw with Money Harris in 22, where he comes up. He infuses some life into the line, even more so. Guys, the guy that's infusing life to the lineup right now is Acuna. Everybody sees it. And we knew that if he was healthy, he was going to be able to do this. But you might get that from Profar, Mike. But I don't know. I can't say that. I say that about Acuna because I know what I'm getting. He's already proven to us what he's worth and what his value is.
Right.
I cannot say that Profar is going to come up here. Mike, he may struggle for the first 2 or 3 weeks. Guess what? Season's done by then. If he gets here at the end of next month or at the end of the month, I think he's eligible to come back July 2nd.
Right.
If by the middle of July he's still struggling and we're going in the final week of July, season could be done by then.
The other thing is, and we found this out today, there's an article that started in Boston, got picked up by Sports Illustrated, that when the Red Sox were apparently putting the word out that it had gotten too toxic with Rafael Devers and eventually winds up with San Francisco, that Alex Anthopoulos, as any good general manager should, picked up the phone, see what the ask is. So the Braves, Padres, Blue Jays, per Sean McAdam of Mass Live, not an insurance company, Carl, it's a website.
Sounds like it.
But
sounds like it.
Sean McAdam of MassHole.com. But no, it was apparently Alex on the phone with the Red Sox. The ask was going to be Marcelo Ozuna, Sean Murphy, and two pitching prospects, which is interesting. I can't tell you what exactly they were going to be wanting, arguably the best of the pitching prospects. But the Red Sox, in 5 years, move on from both Mookie Betts and Rafael Devers, who was never going to play first base, was upset being a DH after Bregman was brought in.
Yeah, look, I don't have maybe the kind of feeling about this that some people do. I think this is just the best GM in baseball doing best things that the best GM does. You inquire. If, in fact, it happened. Reports from up there saying it did.
And again, we don't know.
We don't know.
And then you get, that's the story about the actual players. This is coming from the Stripers website. There's a Stripers fan base site.
Okay.
And they're, so again, we haven't had a chance to verify, but that's what they're running with.
Well, because here's the thing about this, and this is what's interesting to me about it. The only way somebody would know that, trust me, I know this, is if the agent revealed to them that these are the players that they were asking for, or those general managers, Mike, who spoke, said, yeah, this is who they were asking for. Usually, you don't even get to that point until you got a deal. Like, we can talk about, all right, what's it going to take? Well, we're looking for pitching, we're looking for catching, we're looking for outfielders. Okay, well, what are you thinking? you start talking about this, but you're talking about specific players.
Yeah. Now again, this is coming from. I want to give them their credit. You know.
And Mike, I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm saying that's some pretty exclusive information.
That was my feeling exactly when a couple of listeners gave it. It's from now again. It's called the Stripers Report.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going with.
And I'll say this to address that: it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, because this is really interesting because Devers can hit. Like if we could have gotten him, and I think if there was a deal to be gotten, they would have done
it. That's a 30 home run guy.
That's right.
In this ballpark. You know, again, we'll wait and see what he does.
100 plus RBI guy.
But again, in San Francisco, that's why it's going to be interesting, because Fenway, you get doubles off that wall all the time, go over the fence, but how's he going to have that kind of success with San Fran? We'll find out. I'm very interested in getting Sean Murphy off of this roster.
Well, and I'll say this to that report, if it was true, if that's what they were asking for.
If that is still fun to BS about.
No. Yeah. I would have done it. I have no problems with this. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, we can't do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, some Braves fans, we haven't won a World Series in 4 years, and you guys are thinking, like, I mean, that's that mindset that drives me crazy. Braves are so afraid of their own shadow when it comes to this.
The Murphy thing, okay, one way or the other, I think you see the catcher of the future right in front of you.
Right.
The Ozuna thing is interesting because as much as we love Marcel, he's in the last year of his deal.
They might not be re-signing him because he's going to want, what, $20 million?
Well, if we win, right, and he still becomes a cheap option for DH, it would be smart to bring him back just based on the chemistry and the fact that it's not going to cost you a lot. If we don't win, Mike, you're probably going to move on from him anyway.
Yeah, and that's why talking to some of the guys on the text line today, again, can't get to all of your responses at 404-726-0929. He's got this, as Carl said, last year, I don't know what the open market would be. Somebody would pay for him because he's still playing at a high level. You know, the thing that's interesting for me about the Devers thing, Carl brought this up earlier. My first reaction was, wow, they're going to take on $300 million in salary for a guy who's going to be here until he's 36. But you talked about how they would have the ability to maybe milk it for a couple of years and try to still move him off the roster.
The only reason I think this may have happened is because he does not have a no-trade clause in this long-term extension that he got, this deal.
Right.
So, in essence, you could have brought him in. He could have played here 2 or 3 years, Mike. You could have got great production out of him. And guess what? You could have moved him. You could have possibly moved him for assets. The other thing is that Devers, the only way players in Major League Baseball, guys, and this is why, you know, traditionally, the Braves don't give out no trade clauses. They just don't. But the only way to prevent this is if you're a 10-5 guy, 10 years in the league, 5 years with the same team, I don't want to go. You can turn that down. The other way is I'm a megastar, Mike, and I have a no-trade clause in my contract. But very few are given out that way, especially when you start talking about this kind of money, because it's hard to trade these guys when you start talking about $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 million.
I'm interested because, you know, Devers, I don't know the guy. We just know it's been published. He was upset that Bregman was brought in.
Yep.
When the first baseman got hurt up in Boston, he said, I'm not playing first base. So that thing had come to an impasse. Some people feel the Red Sox got fleeced. You know, and Buster Posey's the GM in San Fran. We'll see.
Look, I think they're going all in. Yeah. They just saw us.
And they don't have any pop either. They need that pop.
They need it bad. But they saw us. They're seeing the Giants. They know what they're seeing in front of them with the Dodgers. Like, the Giants are like, okay, cool, we'll make this deal.
But here's the deal. And now, a similar deal, let's reverse it, and now we're the seller. I love the idea. Now, I don't know what the take or the haul would be for Sean Murphy, but if you could get some help in the bullpen, because Carl and I, you missed the show earlier. Where you been, man? 4 hours. It flies. We don't have a closer right now. By any definition, the Braves don't have a closer. Iglesias is kind of stuck in this, you know, nebulous, I'm sort of the setup guy, you know, with Pierce Johnson, Dylan Lee. You don't really have that guy. And you don't have a guy you're confident. And that's another thing. 7 games with the Mets, a lot of them likely to be, you know, one-run games. And we're like the worst team in baseball in one-run games right now.
Yeah.
So I need a closer. I need a shortstop. I need another starting pitcher, perhaps. Now, I don't know if you could leverage all that, but I would love to see Alex work some magic to get Sean Murphy out, because you know that Drake Baldwin is the guy, and get him more at bat.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And let's see if that could be the springboard or the catalyst, the way it was in 21, the kind of moves he brought in to replace Ronald.
Pitching depth, period.
Right.
Across the board. And by the way, adding a quality starting pitcher at the trade deadline is very difficult.
Right.
It just is.
And everyone else is looking for it.
Correct. It's very difficult. But if you were going to ask me the one thing I absolutely need right now, I need somebody I can hand the ball to and he can close a game and close the door.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.